As long as a parent remains consistent, the child will consistently obey. This obedience training is conducted with quiet patience. The spanking is not punishment and is not very painful. It merely gives weight to your words. Never too young to train. A newborn soon needs training. Parents who put off training until their child is old enough to discuss issues or receive explanations will find he has become a terror long before he can tie his shoes. As a mother begins to lower her child into the crib, he stiffens, takes a deep breath, and bellows. The battle for control has begun early and in earnest. Someone is going to be conditioned. Either the tender-hearted mother will cave in to the child's self-centered demands, actually training the child to get his way by crying, or she will wisely allow him to cry, communicating that crying is counterproductive. Crying because of the genuine physical need is the infant's only voice to the outside world. But crying in order to manipulate others into constant servitude should never be rewarded. Otherwise, you will reinforce the child's growing self-centeredness, which will eventually become socially intolerable. Steps to obedience. One of our girls, Shalom, who developed mobility early, had a fascination with crawling upstairs. At 5 months, she was too unknowing to be punished for disobedience. But for her own good and our peace of mind, we attempted to train her not to climb the stairs by coordinating the voice command of no with little spanks on her bare legs. The switch was a 12-inch long, 1/8-inch diameter sprig from a willow tree. Such was her fascination with climbing that she continued to climb, ignoring the spankings. Spanking is supposed to work, but it seemed that, at her young age, her little brain couldn't maintain the association. So, out of desperation, I laid the switch on the bottom step. We later observe her crawl to the stairs and start the ascent, only to halt at the first step and stare at the switch. She backed off and never again attempted to climb the stairs, even after the switch was removed. She had assumed the association of the painful switch to the stairs and my command. I had communicated to her my will and my resolve. Excessive discipline. Disciplinary actions can easily become excessive and oppressive if you set aside the tool of training and depend on discipline alone to do the training. I observed a proud, stern father ruling his children with a firm hand and making sure everyone knew it. His rod was swift to fall, especially in the presence of company. His children trembled in his presence, fearing to incur his displeasure. I wondered why, if he was so firm and faithful to gain obedience, he had not achieved it before entering the public arena. I was impressed, but not in the way he hoped. Except where the smallest children are concerned, training at home almost entirely eliminates the need for public discipline. Yet should the need arise in public, be discreet with your discipline, and then go home and retrain in that area of behavior so that you and the child will not be placed in that difficult situation again. Training the ornery Amish boy. As I sat talking with the local Amish fellow, a typical child training session developed. The 12-month-old boy, sitting on his father's lap, suddenly developed a compulsion to slide to the floor. Wanting to keep the child off the cold floor, the father directed him to stay in his lap. The child stiffened and threw his arms up to lessen the father's grip and facilitate his slide to the floor. The father spoke to him in the German language, which I did not understand, and firmly placed him back in the sitting position. The child made dissenting noises and continued his attempt to dismount his father's lap. The father then spanked the child's leg and spoke what I assumed to be reproving words. Seeing his mother across the room, the child began to cry and reach for her. This was understandable in any language. It was obvious that the child felt there would be more liberty with his mother. At this point, I became highly interested in the proceedings. This one-year-old child was attempting to go around the chain of command. Most fathers would have been glad to pass the troublesome child to his mother. If the child had been permitted to initiate the transfer, he would have been the one doing the training, not the parents. Mothers often run to their children in this situation because they crave the gratification of being needed. When this mother was more concerned that her child be properly trained than she was for satisfying her own sentiment, she appeared not to hear the child's plea. The father then turned the child to face away from his mother. The determined fellow immediately understood that the battle lines had been drawn. He expressed his will to dominate by throwing his leg back over to the other side to face his mother. The father spanked the leg. The child turned toward his mother and again spoke to him.